And as Ellie has already told you, I've betrayed Royal Tunbridge Wells and moved up to London, the big smoke, but back here for Christmas to delve in this evening into Luke chapter 2 and this famous story of the angel and the shepherds. And I've got a question for you. What makes you sing? What makes you sing? Maybe it's that that number one hit, which you just love to sing when you're alone in the shower. Or maybe it's a football chant as it rolls around the stadium. What makes you sing? Now, considering that many of us can't really hold a note, it's incredible like how universal singing is. It just feels so human, so right. It feels sometimes like the only good way to respond to a situation is just to burst out into song. Well, from our readings today, we've seen some lonely shepherds at the start of our story, transformed by the end, going about the place, singing and praising God. Now, our story, it begins in the night. Bethlehem is all asleep. The stars, well, they're twinkling away. And the moon, it is shining brightly. And our attention is drawn to a little bunch of shepherds alone on a dusty hill. And you can imagine them on this cold night, just pulling their cloaks around them, with their sheep just scattered about, desperately just trying to stay awake. When suddenly, into this dark night, steps an angel. The brightness of the moon, well, that's overpowered now. The twinkling stars, they fade away in comparison. For this angel, it shines so powerfully, so magnificently, that all is lost in comparison. Now, it's quite easy with our post-enlightenment modern minds to skip over that part of the story. An angel? Come on, mate. Let's keep it real. But because it's an angel, well, actually that's why this story is worth hearing. This isn't normal. This isn't everyday. This is something absolutely newsworthy. The God who has authored all things has decided to break in to the everyday reality of these shepherds. He's decided to break in through sending this angel to say something, to say a word that's just worth hearing and has been worth hearing again and again, Christmas after Christmas after Christmas, for 2,000 years. A word which is just so extraordinary that it had to be proclaimed in the most extraordinary way. This angel, it's got news worth listening to. So what is that news that's worth listening to? Well, the angel proclaims, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." So firstly, what is this news? Well, it's news of great joy. Now, at Christmas time, I wonder if we sometimes overuse that word joy. Suddenly it's just splashed out there on all the advertisement. And I wonder maybe if we think our joy, well, it's that good deep mince pie and a nice glass of mulled wine. Or Christmas joy, maybe it's that moment when we just enter the dining room and we see a table that is just covered in Christmas food. Or maybe you think, oh, joy, well, that's just the giving and receiving of gifts. But the good news that this angel has to share, it's a joy which is just a little bit deeper than that of the joy we get when we see a good turkey. The joy this good news brings, it's a bit more like the joy that a man would feel who's been born blind and then miraculously one day he can see. It's a joy which is a little bit more like a woman who's been going to the doctor for years. She's got this endless inner problem, sickness, illness. And then she just finds out one day she's healed. It's a joy which is a little bit more like a father who is just weeping and weeping and weeping because the child he loves has died. And then he suddenly finds out that she is alive and she is well. The angel brings news of joy, which is that kind of joy, of blindness to sight, of illness to healing, of death to life. That joy, deep joy, world-transforming joy, news-worthy joy, news worth listening to joy. So what is this news then? Well, first, it's good news of great joy. And secondly, it's the news of the birth of a Savior. And what a Savior. These shepherds find out that he's been born in the town of David, that he's from the line of David. Now, back in those days for those shepherds, well, they would have known precisely what that statement meant. That would have been ringing in their ears from the town of David, the line of David. Because these shepherds, like the rest of the nation of Israel, well, they were waiting. They were waiting for a long-expected king. Gondor, in Lord of the Rings, they are waiting for a long-expected king. Now, the city, it's in carnage without that king. The mighty army of Mordor is laying siege to it, ready to destroy it, ready to bring it down, and wall after wall seems to be crumbling. Then suddenly, the long-expected king, he arrives. Aragorn arrives, and he arrives at the head of an invincible army which lays waste to the forces of Mordor and saves the city. In the same way, the long-expected king who these shepherds are waiting for from the line of David, that king has now come, has now arrived. In the same way, he will save his people from ultimate defeat. But while Aragorn will save Gondor from a physical army, well, this savior is going to save his people from something far more terrifying. Something far more deadly. Something far worse. This savior is going to save his people from the consequences of their sin. Now, sin, it's a bit like the ring from Lord of the Rings. Sin, like the ring, ruins the innocent. Gollum was once that simple little hobbit-like creature. Yet influenced by the ring, he becomes a monster. Now the ring, it even affects the purest of them all. Frodo, who seemed like he was standing so strong and so tall for so long. Well, when he's on that mount of doom, he killed to protect his precious. Well, sin is like the ring. It ruins the innocent. And it affects even the purest. But while in Lord of the Rings, the ring is the thing which affects the individual. Well, in the Bible, sin, it affects us, but we also choose to act on it. We choose to rebel against God, the God who made us, who knows us, who loves us. We choose to live lives ignoring his way and his rule. The ring, it needs to be destroyed for its influence to be broken. Well, sin too, it needs to be destroyed for its influence to be broken. And that is what this Savior has come to do, has been born to do, to save his people from the consequences of sin. So this news of great joy, this is the news of the birth of a Savior. And thirdly, it is the news that contains within it a guarantee. See, these shepherds will know that it is true, that a Savior has indeed been born, because they will find this Savior wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Now, mangers are a bit like dinner plates for animals. Thus, this is a sign, because no one's going to lie a baby in a dinner plate for an animal. Thus, it's a sign. A sign that is fulfilled as soon as these shepherds run out to go and find him, to go looking for him. Once they see this baby lying in this manger, they know that all these words which the angel has just spoken to them, they are indeed true. That this Savior has indeed come from the line of David. It is true. He has come. To include this encounter between an angel and some shepherds, and maybe just to emphasize the point even more that this is something worth listening to, well, the skies, they are invaded by a whole choir of angels. A great company of them burst forth and do the one thing which you do when you hear good news. They sing. When news came there had been victory in Europe in 1945, V-Day, people got out onto the streets and they celebrated and they sang. The angels in their singing, well, they model an appropriate response. A response in time which the shepherd mimic. For once they've met this baby, this Savior, well, these shepherds, they're going to join in this song. They will too lift up the name of the Lord. They will praise God for all that he has done. Now, singing may feel a little bit over the top. Come on, it's just another birth. Just another baby. There's plenty of them around. But when I think about it, like, singing just feels like the best response. It makes so much sense. It's just so logical. Because when I analyze myself, when I look into my own heart and my own life and my own actions, my own deeds, my own words, I can see it. I can see the weight of sin. I can see how my words negatively affect people, how my actions negatively affect people. I can see that. I can feel the weight of it. And I can feel how that twists and turns me, and yet at the same time I'm acting on it and I'm a part of it too. Thus, I'm glad, I'm so glad that God has sent a Savior, that he has been born, that he has come. I am overjoyed to know that sin, it will be defeated. This is incredible news. This is something worth singing about. So will you join in with this song? Will you praise God for all that he has done? The Savior has come. Jesus Christ, he has been born. The Son of God himself has become a man. Sin has been defeated. And this birth here, this story of shepherds and angels, well, that's only the beginning. And it just gets better and better and better. So will you sing? On V-Day, people sang because we'd won. All those years ago, those angels sang because of the wonder of God's salvation plan. The shepherds joined in that song when they saw that baby and they knew that it was true. And then we're going to, and if we join in that song of praise, then we're going to start singing too. And when we start singing, well, we never really stop. It just goes on the next day and the next day and the next day and forever. Until one day, either when we're dead or when Jesus Christ himself comes again in glory and in power, we're just going to keep on singing. And when he comes in glory and power, we'll sing even more. We'll sing even more. Because heaven, once it has begun, it will never end. And because this news is just so good that singing is the only thing worth doing. So will you join in with the song of the angels?